Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you caught the game with Tampa Bay and the New Orleans Saints.
No, but I caught the score.
I caught every score, every play. If it wasn't for me and my grandson causing me to laugh when we were doing something else that was more interesting than the game, I thought it was going to get better. Because I called Pat right in the middle of the game I thought my grandson made a new rule up over this card game and rummy or whatever it's called, but it was true. He was right. And so so we all the way through the whole thing, and what do you know? Bam. This is what Pat told me. He said, "Well, enjoy the game."
Enjoy the game.
And he already knew what the score was.
Wow.
It was miserable.
Signed you up for that torture then.
Yes, he did. And so, anyway,
tell me the good stuff that happened.
Benjamin Watson on before. He has this book, Underneath the Skin or something like that.
Something like that.
Beneath the Skin. He's the one that wrote this post that we have it on our torch at VFNKB.com on the Facebook when all these crazy things were going on, feeling all these emotions, which he was so honest and raw and everybody heard about it. But now he's leading. He's taking the lead as he's been doing.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he took the players from both sides, the winning team and the losing team, Tampa Bay and the New Orleans Saints, before the game. Instead of kneeling like others have done during the national anthem, what they did was they actually knelt in prayer on the sidelines before that. Take a look at this. This is actually led by Benjamin Watson. You're seeing there, it's not even on the sideline, it's the center court. That's the center of the field right there. And you're looking at, you got the winning team and the losing team together. You got the Saints and Tampa Bay.
So some coaches
and they're bowing their head before God. Yeah, look at the coach.
Yeah.
Sean should have been there, would have come out different. Anyway, but this is so powerful when you see so many people that are, by the way, the First Amendment to the Constitution gives everybody the right to protest, a right to even petition the government about grievances. But it's just the fact of picking the flag, the very thing that's draped over your family member's casket when they come back for giving their life to fight for our freedom. Why would we pick that to do that over? And I know that, the issue is important, but prayer, this is the thing that'll break through.
That's what matters.
That's what matters.
And that's what unites.
This is what unites.
Not what divides.
I want to encourage you to join in with Benjamin Watson and the other players. There's so many Christian players out there in all the different sports. And we want to take this entertainment mountain back where it's actually, a righteous sport more so than what it has been. And also to understand if we'll pray. And instead of criticize and finger point and empathize, understand if you're a person of color, if you're not a person of color, you're not going to be able to understand what it's like to be a person of color. And so their experiences are different. We talk about that over and over again on VFN TV. We have a whole catalog of programs and things that we've done to be able to kind of, what is God's perspective on this? And that, remember that America makes up about a little less than 5% of the world's population, and which means there's 7 billion people outside of America. God loves every one of them. And Jesus is not white, if you didn't know that or not. Also, if you read the book of Revelation and you look about Jesus and they're describing what he looked like.
Well, what was his hair like?
His hair was like white as wool. And so all of us are beautiful in God's sight. We're all created in God's image. And what we're known by, this is what we're known by. We're known by our love we have for each other.
Yes.
That, being Christ-centered, not religious-centered, but being Christ-centered as Christians, and the world's going to do what the world's going to do, but as the church, we love each other and we're compassionate and we empathize, and I know that when I've got to go here, but I remember when I had that one moment in the auditorium that we were ministering in with other people, and the Lord laid on my heart, being a former law enforcement officer to pray over and repent for, racial profiling that have been taking place in different areas, not everywhere, but has been taking place around the nation. And I started talking about a scenario. At that point, it was packed full of folks from all around the community, the Gulf Coast, and it was pretty standard pray and whatever. When we got to that one issue, repenting for racial profiling, where maybe your son or your father was humiliated and pointed out just because of the color of your skin, a wail came out of the city. Remember that well? It was just like a well that came out, cries, like it just tapped into that reality. Little did I know that Martin Luther King Jr. was marching that day on the mall. I had no idea. I was just, you know, doing what God had asked me to do. Listen, and if you're being profiled, you want somebody to be compassionate. And so we got to figure out a way to be compassionate, constitutional rights for everyone. And the big issue I think that President Trump's really dealing with it is the economic issue. Because if I don't have the money you have, I don't have the opportunity. My schools don't have the funding. And so you're looking at the lowest unemployment rate in the history of record keeping in regards to the African-American unemployment, Hispanic unemployment record. So we got to close here. But I just want to say.
Bishop Harry Jackson said there isn't no black power without green power.
Yes.
And that's one of the things he said there with the president. So
it's
important.
It is true. That's
upward mobility, economic development.
Yeah. And so we've got a minute here. We're closing. But know this, that a lot of times it looks like race. But if you back up and just look at the bank account, you'll find out it's an economic issue, maybe coming historically because of race. So we all need the same socioeconomic benefits and chances and opportunities. Our schools need to be functioning,
sure,
you know, in a better way. But anyway, we just want to pray right now for you. Father God, we just thank you right now for Benjamin Watson taking these stand, these players for you, Lord. You saw them kneel, you saw them pray, and you heard the prayer. We just join our prayer with them, Father God. Lord, we say, pray, take back football, take back sports, God. Humble, bring a place to humility again, God, in sports and gratitude for the gifts that you've given us, Father God. And we ask you for the sport, for the entertainment mountain, Father God. And we ask you too, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the daily radio program. Where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.